Marcus. Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 16. Leave that screen up there for just a minute, Morgan. Don't lose the mission of the Great Commission. The Great Commission, that's the chiefest mandate God has given His church. It is a commission. He has invited us to be on mission with Him as He builds His church. And so what do? We drop the mission out of the commission, right? And we just focus on a relationship with Him, right? But today we're going to be talking about this Great Commission, especially in, did I tell y'all Luke or Mark? Which one did I tell you? Luke? Okay. When I tell you Luke, that means Mark. So let's go to Mark, okay? All right, I got thinking about that thing, and then I tell you all that. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, one verse today. At the end of every gospel writer, there is the Great Commission. And we focus on Matthew and Mark and Luke, the synoptic gospels, but the one most neglected is that in John. And John gives a Great Commission as well. And I want to read it to you because we often neglect it. In John chapter 20, verse 21, then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. Father, I pray today that as we opened up this text, one verse, as we preach and teach from this verse about that Great Commission. As the Father has sent you, so you send us. I pray you bless the reading of your word, the interpretation and the preaching of your word. Challenge our hearts today. Because if we're like all other believers, we have a lot of room and improvement in this area. So I pray you bless your word today, and we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's stand as we read our verse today, okay? In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and I'm going to read verse 16 as well. As we talk about a going church, there's a glowing church, and then there's a going church. You go because you glow, but then there's a growing church. You're not going to grow if you don't go, right? So look at our text today. And this is Jesus speaking, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Baptism and belief are synonymous. Now, can we go to heaven if we're not baptized? Yes. Look at the rest of the verse. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Baptism, water baptism is not a condition for going to heaven. It's an act of obedience. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Father, again, I pray your blessings upon the reading of your word, the interpretation and preaching and teaching of your word, and challenge our hearts today. And I know, as I've pastored enough churches and know by now, there's many that have turned me off today already, and not another message about the Great Commission. But Father, I pray you challenge our hearts today, and we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus taught and prepared his disciples for some 3 years for the mission he was about to give them. And he did this at the end of each of the gospel writers, and he gave it to them before his ascension back to heaven. These are his last words to his apostles as he was being caught up into the third heaven. The one thing that he has left us to do, are y'all listening to your pastor? The one thing that he has left us to do is the one thing we don't do. It is the one thing that we're not good about. Now, our church is good about a lot of things. I mean, you know, but overall, we are ineffective when it comes to the Great Commission. Note that word in verse 16, 15, if you will, go ye. Go ye. Go ye. The church comes here to gather, and then we, as you see in your bulletin, we scatter into the world to the lost. We gather for edification. We gather because God tells us to gather on the Lord's day for worship and to hear his word and to edify one another and encourage one another and to sing the great hymns of the faith to each other and encourage one another. But then if you look in your bulletin, notice how I got the bulletin. What does the bulletin say there at the end? Oh, I didn't bring mine up here with me. gather for what? Worship, public corporate worship. Okay, now I know the holidays have been rough for y'all, but it's not just been this rough, okay? So you gather to worship, and then look at the end of the service. You scatter to witness, right? That's what it's all about. Go ye. We are to be a going church. God's plan has never been come and hear it. It's been go and tell it. And we talk about, well, I wish my loved one would get saved. I wish someone would witness to him. I don't want them to go to hell. I hope they get saved. But listen, what about you sharing the gospel very clearly with them, right? And don't just keep hoping to get saved. Be a gospel witness, right? Share them the faith. Remember the song we sang in the cantata? What was the one that was on the mountaintop? What was the name of that song? Go and tell it, right? That's the way it's designed. That's the way God has designed us. So this morning I want to share with you three instructions if we're going to be a going church. Number one, where we are to go. Notice that on the screen in verse 15a. Go ye what? Into all the world. I like what a preacher from long ago, Gil, many of you that have eSword on your computer or you have different type of Bible study forms, you've seen the name Gil. He's an old preacher from years ago. He said, into all the world. Let me read to you what he wrote. Not only in Judea and through the cities of it, where they had been before, not only in the Roman Empire, but into every known habitable part of the whole universe, to all the nations of the world under heaven. This commission not only included the apostles, but reaches to all ministers of the gospel and all believers in succeeding ages, to the end of the world. Go ye to the end of the world. That's why we support missionary effort here at Trinity Baptist Church. God may not call us to go, but we can pray and we can give support so that they can go and they can share the gospel with the whole world. Paul says it this way, to the uttermost parts of the earth, to the whole world, we are to go. Not everyone will believe, okay? We don't believe in universal salvation. The Bible doesn't teach that. But he has those who will believe all over the world. Let me read to you again, Acts chapter 1, verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, this is after the ascension and or right before the ascension in the book of Acts, they asked of him, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, but what his Father hath put in his own power. In other words, don't sit around here twiddling your thumbs worrying about when I'm coming again. I want you to occupy till I come. He says in verse 8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. That was the promise. And you shall be what? Witnesses unto me. The Holy Spirit was given to us to embolden us to be a witness. And he says, you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So we are to take the gospel into the whole world. Okay? Say that with me. Where are we to take the gospel? Into the whole world. Now, I'm going to make a bold statement here, but I believe it's true. Not giving to the missionary effort here at Trinity Baptist Church, if not, you are not obedient to this command unless you go yourself. Got it? Unless you go yourself. I like what John Piper said here. He says, go send or disobey. We have those that go. We have those that maybe not called to go be missionaries in foreign fields. They're called to be missionaries right here in their home neighborhood. He said, go, send, or disobey. Amen. And that's what he's talking about there. I like what he says there. So where are we to go? Into the whole world. Secondly, what are we to say? Notice what he said in verse 15b, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Now the word preach has nothing to do with a man's style, but it has something to do with his content. The word preach means to proclaim, to make known, to offer, to herald, or to publish. To do this, we offer the free pardons of sin and the gift of eternal life to all who come on God's terms of mercy. It's through repentance and through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, turning from our sins and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we obtain salvation, made available to us by the grace of God. And it's like Marcus said, whether it be salvation or whether it be in our life, whether we're rich or we're poor, we are nobody without the grace of God in our life, right?
Amen.
So we are to preach. It's an imperative here. He says, preach the gospel. He doesn't say, try it out. I suggest to you very strongly that you do it. Well, how about trying it once in a while? No, he says, preach the gospel. In the Greek, that's an imperative. And it is a command, a responsibility for every believer. Okay? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news, the tidings of salvation, Christ and him crucified and risen. Do you know that there are churches actually meeting in Thomas County today who will never mention the crucified Christ and will never mention him rose from the grave on the third day? They're not New Testament churches. They're just some, I don't know what they are, but they're not a church. So the assurance that the Messiah has come and that sin may be forgiven and the soul being saved, that is the greatest news that we've been called to proclaim. All men were lost and condemned. We're not born good and become evil. We're born with a heart inclined away from God, with a dead heart, and we need salvation. We have the only message that can save these people and to free them from the penalty of sin. Somebody tell me what the penalty of sin is. Death. And what death are we talking about? Eternal hell, right? Spiritual death. So where are we to go? Number two, I know what you're thinking now. Some of you are thinking, man, we're on time here to get out pretty early today, right? Where are we to go? To the whole world. What are we to say? Somebody tell me. Preach the gospel. Who are we to tell? Look in verse 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I actually had I hope they were joking. I had a person tell me, he said, well, Ken, you got to witness the dogs and cats and birds and everybody else. I assumed they were joking. I hope they weren't that crazy. Preach to every creature, every human being. Man has no right, and we have no right, to limit the message to any class of people or any certain kind of people. Go in and preach the gospel to every body. God commands his servants to offer salvation to every man. Now God has, as Brother Ray quoted in his verse this morning, God's encouragement to Paul says, I have many people in this city. He wasn't talking about the church that's already established. He was talking about those yet to be saved. I have many people in this city. And if they reject, the blood is on their hands. It's their peril, not ours. Look in verse 16. He says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So God is not to blame if anybody chooses to reject Christ and goes to hell. God's not to be blamed for that. One of the things that people like to say, you know how when a tragedy strikes, they always, these unbelievers, these atheists always say, well, where was God? Well, I hope you know what to tell them, right? Number one, you tell them God was on his throne. Amen? And then number two, you say, how come you only want to know where God is when something bad happens, right? Where is God? He's working out his and orchestrating his providence for the whole world. And that incorporates even tragedies that happen. If they reject, it's to their peril. No one's to be blamed if they go to hell. Just make sure their blood is not on your hands, right? It's beyond me, and I've witnessed to my brother. He's what I call casting pearls before swines now. There comes a point when they're hostile and when they outright refuse the message of the gospel, you go to somebody else, right? But he's going to die and go to hell if he was to die today. He does not know Jesus. He's a new ager. He doesn't believe in a personal God. He believes God's a force, you know, like God is in the tree, God is in the grass, God, you know, that kind of hogwash. But the Bible's playing it, thy fool, you're a fool if you do not believe that there is a God, right? Amen. You're a fool. And they say, Brother Ken, you're not supposed to call them that. Well, Jesus called them that, right? To reject revelation of God is the most stupid thing you can do. Who are we to tell it? To everybody? Now we are to make manifest his mercy and his grace, boundless, and offering life to every creature so guilty as man is. There was nobody more guilty than we were. You see, we lose sight of this fact. We think, well, I've always been raised in church, and my mother brought me when when she was carrying me, yet to be delivered. So I've always been in church, and I was born, and I just started going to church, and I just assimilated, you know. I mean, but there's got to be a time when you understand that you're a sinner, and if you don't repent, you're going to go to hell, right? There comes a time when you make a personal, conscious decision to follow Christ. When you believe that He is the Son of God, you confess Him as Lord and Savior. So this burdens a pastor's heart. I've pastored 5 churches, and I know what I'm talking about. There's people sitting in our churches that think they've never really been regenerated and transformed. They just were brought up into the church. Well, you don't become a child of God by being raised in the church, right? Y'all agree with that statement? Amen. You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the mystery is not that some are saved, but the mystery is that any are saved, and an even greater mystery is that I am saved, right? Amen. That is a mystery. So what do we need to take home today, very quickly? You'll be meet the Methodist to the restaurant. Number one, it is the duty of every believer to tell the good news, not just to your family, but those that God puts in your path as you go through your walk of life. Go, in fact, Matthew says, as you go. The Greek means as you're going. Whoever you come in contact with, when there's a gospel witness open, we are to share that. Number two, the church is never alone in doing its work. Now, there's going to be the apostate church that's left behind because they don't depend on the Holy Spirit to start with. They're going to do what they're doing this morning after the rapture of the church. Okay? See, Michael Jr. agrees with me, right? Amen? He's amen, amen in me. That was him, wasn't it? Okay? He agrees with me. And they're going to do what they've always done. They don't need the Holy Spirit because they don't do things under the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. The church is never left alone to do its work. If God has given us the Great Commission, He has empowered us with the ability to do it. Why? The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's all you need. He came to indwell you, to empower you to be a witness. He didn't empower you to jump over a church and run the pews. He didn't empower you to see this and say that. He empowered you with the Holy Spirit to be a bold gospel witness. That's what it says in Acts 1:8. And then number three, I want to repeat what John Piper says. You fall in one of these three categories today. I fall in one of these three categories. Go, send, or disobey. It's just that plain and simple, isn't it? Go, send, or disobey. We've been talking about the Great Commission today, a going church. This concept of being a holy, sanctified huddle where we come and we are. The church is for saved people. Y'all would agree with that, right? The songs and the preaching, all this is for saved people. When we get edified and we go out there, right? That they may come in here and make a profession of faith, be baptized and grow in their faith, right? That's a going church. Tonight, we're going to be talking about bearing witness to the light. Bearing witness to the light. How can we bear witness to the Lord Jesus Christ? And we'll talk about that tonight. As our musicians come, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. Father, the challenges went forth not only to them, but also to my own heart.